Now, we have only done 6 points. The isle shall wait for thee to look, to shine the light, isn't it? Number 7, the island shall wait for thee to know that you are called alone. The island are going to wait for people who wait for thee to know that you are called alone. The island are going to wait for people who know they are called alone. Yeah. Isaiah 51. I'm just giving you this point to start with. Isaiah 51, verse number 2. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, for I... Now, we have only done 6 points. The isle shall wait for thee to look, to shine the light, isn't it? Number 7. The island shall wait for thee to know that you are called alone. The island are going to wait for people who know they are called alone. Yeah. You are called alone. The island are going to wait for people who know they are called alone. Yeah. Isaiah 51. I'm just giving you this point to start with. Isaiah 51, verse number 2. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, for I called him alone. Because you think that it's a group calling. There's no group here. Everybody here, you see, if it was a group, we would die in groups. But usually, rarely do people die in groups. Rarely. Usually you die one at a time, one at a time, one at a time. So there's nobody left. Ka ma show ta bounce. Dying soon. You are finishing your work before you die. God is, islands are waiting for people who know they are called alone. Don't think of somebody. Look to your father. See, I called him alone. I blessed him. I increased him. You are thinking of a group. You are making a big mistake of your life. There were 55 people in my class, medical school. 55. 5 dental, 50 medical students. 55. We graduated. 1989. 55. Where did they all go? Everybody went different directions. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody went to different directions. I was in a group called Calvary Road. Everybody went different ways. What do you do? Were you in London? Which church in London?
Northampton.
Northampton. Everybody went different ways. You got to choose your own way. You were in which church?
First Love London.
First Love London. Bag of seeds.
Yes.
I prayed for you. I prayed for only you, isn't it?
Yes, Bishop. Only me.
Only you. I prayed for him for a long time. You are what?
I was the youngest one there.
The youngest one there. Praying for you. Yeah, prayed for him for a long time. Bag of seeds. Yes. His what? He said his friends will be blessed. Yes. He has a track in the whole camp, only praying for him. You are alone. You see, as far as God is concerned, there's no group. Me, I learned that long ago. No group. Not even you and your wife. Oh, yeah. I'm not called with my wife. I'm called. Thank God for my wife. If she serves God beautiful, then we are easily more flowing together. Nice. And she serves God. She's also serving the Lord. So it's nice. It's easy. I mean, if my wife was into banking or into politics or something, I mean, it would become a problem. So it's easier. But I don't believe God calls it. You never see God calling Abraham and your wife. Say, God called Abraham. So we have Abraham, we have Isaac, we have Jacob. Yes. Their wives were important. Moses and his wife and so. Let's be serious when you are reading through the Bible. God used all kinds of people. He said, I have called you. He said, I sought for a man. And I sought for a group. I sought for a fellowship. I sought for an association. I sought for a church. I sought for a singing group. I sought for a man. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Look to Abraham, your father. Not look to Abraham and Sarah, your fathers. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah who bare you. And learn something from them. Everybody had his role that they play. It's not a matter of Jesus and Peter. Come on, I mean, you must be saying Jesus and Peter came to save, or Jesus and Paul. So it's actually a slightly unfortunate, whatever, you see people reading Corinthians. And so Paul, in his vision with Rejoiner, told them that there is an overemphasis on his words. And his words are not the same as Jesus' words. Paul was a sinner saved by us. So Jesus and Paul are teaching us what to do. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are more important than Corinthians and all these other books. Any day, if you ask me, choose four books from the Bible, I'll choose Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'll leave all the rest, Revelations and all these. Sharp. What Jesus, the Son of God, God said, he that has seen me has seen the Father. You must be joking. Say, Jesus and Paul were really blessings to us. And so, number one, Jesus. Number two, Paul, Peter. And number three, Paul. You don't understand. Oh, it was Jesus and his mother Mary. It was a good team. Oh, Peter and his wife. Peter had a wife. Oh, Paul and Silas. Oh, there was Paul and Silas. Then there was Paul and Barnabas. And there was Paul and... I mean, let's be honest. It's Paul we're dealing with. Silas was around for some time. Barnabas was around for some time. What do you want? Timothy was around for some time. Titus was around for some time. Hey, waiting. Demas was there for some time. John Mark was there for some time. I don't believe in no groups. But you see, groups encourage people. I'm leaving the church. Are you staying? I'm staying in the church. Are you staying? I'm not going for the all night. Will you go? I'm not fasting. Are you fasting? I'm not going to Barbados. Are you going? When I finished school, I was used to being in a group, 55 of us. Always we were together. Every trial we went through together till 1989, and we all came out. Now, every man for himself. My classmates, my roommates, my friends, everybody went his own direction. God called me alone, stand alone. Yes. And I told my wife, when we were in school, I told her, I see a vision of myself on a mountain. People come around and I'm teaching them. I didn't know what I was saying. I told her. When I was beloved, these were my beloved, those is raps. These were the raps of a beloved. Yes, beloved raps. Wow. I told her, I see myself like I'm on a mountain, like people are there. And I told her, I want to teach like Jesus. Yeah, I told her, I said, you know, I told her that when Jesus preached, we always remember. Remember the prodigal son was, I want to teach with stories. I told her when I was in school. I said, what do you think? I said, well, it doesn't matter what you think, but I'm telling you, this is what I want to do. Wow. Yeah. And that's what I'm doing. You see, I'm always telling you stories. Sometimes you remember the story, you don't remember the verse, but you remember the story. How many sometimes you remember the story, but you don't remember the verse? But we remember the prodigal son and all that. We don't even know where it is, but we know that it's a story. No, no, a certain man had two sons. And... Yeah. But I was called alone. Yes. I was called before I met my wife. Oh, yes. I was preaching before. I met her and then co-opted her. I said, come, I'm doing a fellowship. Come. She came. So when later on you have some pastor's wife rising up to fight and say, it's our ministry. You got a problem. You and who? One, a certain wife went on an aluta and divided the church. She took half of the church. The husband took half. Nobody here should fight with your spouse. If you are a husband who is a helper, then when your wife finishes preaching, you should just come and say, Mommy's message was very powerful today. Yes. Let's encourage her. I really like the way she ministered. I was really blessed. I've underlined so much in my Bible today. That's what a good husband helper should do. Yes. And when you are a wife, all right, and you are a good helper, you must equally be like that. When you sit in the church and your husband is preaching, you must look eagerly at him and be smiling. You must be the first to lift your hand. At times, you must jump out of your seat and just hug your husband. You must be the first to lift your hand. At times, you must jump out of your seat and just hug your husband. I love this word. And when he's preaching, you must lift out your hand and say, you are the best preacher. That's my preacher. You must be the best supporter. When he's preaching, you raise your hand and you say, my favorite preacher. My favorite preacher. At times, you must stand up and hold your chest and shake yourself. It's like something is doing you. Instead of sitting there still, and when everybody is saying amen, you say amen. 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 Check the nearest pastor's wife and ask whether she's behaving the way I'm saying or behaving differently. You must be the first to lift your hand. At times, you must jump out of your seat and just hug your husband. I say, I love this word. It's as if you are checking the Bible, but you are writing notes, things to do. Things to do. Shopping list. Things to do tomorrow. The menu for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. When he sat down, his wife was sitting next to him. She just turned to him. Opomode, which means you have done well. You have done well. Opomode. 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 You must. So that he will know that she means it from her heart. Upomote, which means well done. Done well. wives are going to be very nice after this camp. Hey! Yes. Yes. Good wife. Which means well done. Done well. Wives are going to be very nice after this camp. Yes. Yes. Good wife. Reward him with powerful acrobatics in the house. And smile. Pastors are tired of coming home to not be sure what type of atmosphere there is going to be in the house. Whether there's going to be a smile, whether somebody will be sad today, happy today, moody today, suspicious today. Hey! And we need smiling, singing ladies. When he walks to the door, you say, hello! Or you sing, ha! And then you send a kiss either through the atmospheric kiss or direct. The Bible says, greet one another with the holy kiss. Greetings are supposed to be kisses. Your life is changing levels from today. I say your life is changing levels from today. In thy light shall we see light. Hey, you won't go and sit down. Go and sit down, please. We have closed. Sit down. Hey, somebody else, take this money from me. Somebody put money from me. Fantastic. Now, lift up your... Did I tell you to take an offering? You see now, we are taking an offering and all these things are coming up. Open more day. Your marriages will be the nicest. Look, let me tell you. I'll tell you something. I went to Australia, the islands on that side. Listen. No, sit down. I went to those islands. I've come here. I went to America, England, all different camps. We'll be going to Rwanda and some other places now. Now, we are getting testimonies of the marriages. And I don't know who is going to win the competition for the best marriages. Is it going to be Caribbean? You. People... I need to see you using the... You must know how to encourage with strength. And she shook her hand like a boxer. Open mode. She didn't speak in English. She spoke in a deeper language. So that he will know that she means it from her heart. Even the seawater is good for your skin. Yes. Go and sit down. We are taking an offering. Offering. Welcome, Ida. Is it amazing? Word comes. The word is the light. Thy word is a light. You see, suddenly there's some freedom. You are happy. You are not happy because, I mean, Barbados has scored a goal in the World Cup. No. Barbados did not even qualify for the World Cup. It's not a goal. It is the light that has come to your life. That is why you are happy. The light has come. There's no goals here. Running out of your life. The depression is running away from your life. Kama shita la bayabara. Sit down, please. Light. Light. Lift up your offering so that I'm sure that you are giving an offering today. Fantastic. Father, thanks a million for this great offering. In Jesus' name. Amen. Ushers, receive the offering.
Anymore, we don't talk anymore, we don't chat anymore, don't text anymore, we don't smile anymore, we're not happy anymore, we don't laugh anymore, don't smile anymore, we don't kiss anymore, we don't touch anymore.
I think we'll finish taking the offering before. Do you want her to still sing the song? She shouldn't sing it. She should sing the song. Okay, then take your offering quickly.
Anymore, we don't talk anymore, we don't chat anymore, don't text anymore, we don't love anymore, we're not happy anymore, we don't smile anymore, don't laugh anymore, we don't kiss anymore, we don't touch anymore, we don't love anymore, don't smile anymore. Now we have so many arguments. Two people don't agree. We could have been happy together. We could have enjoyed each other. But there is no more love. So much mistrust and accusations. Oh God, I need the key to my love, the key of humility. Oh God, help me please. I need to be humble and to flow. I don't wanna destroy my relationships. We're not close anymore. We don't talk anymore. We don't chat anymore. Don't text anymore. We don't love anymore. We're not happy anymore. We don't smile anymore. Don't laugh anymore. We don't kiss anymore. We don't touch anymore. We don't hug anymore. Oh God, help me, please. Oh. arguments, two people who don't agree. We could have been happy together, we could have enjoyed each other, but there is no more love. So much mistrust and accusations. Oh God, I need the key to my love, the key of humility. Oh God, help me please. I need to be humble and to flow. I don't wanna destroy my relationships. We're not close anymore, we don't talk anymore, we don't chat anymore, don't text anymore. We don't love anymore, we're not happy anymore, we don't smile anymore, don't laugh anymore. We don't kiss anymore, we don't touch anymore, we don't hug anymore. Oh God, help me please. Of humility. Oh God, help me please. I need to be humble and to flow. I don't wanna destroy my relationships. We're not close anymore, we don't talk anymore, we don't chat anymore, don't text anymore. We don't smile anymore, we don't love anymore, we're not happy anymore, don't laugh anymore. We don't kiss anymore, we don't touch anymore, we don't hug anymore. Oh God, help me please.
Feet and clap your hands together for Jesus. Amen. Have we been blessed so far? I said, have we been blessed so far? Are we going to take the islands for Jesus? I said, are we going to take the islands for Jesus? Are you going to be a great light unto the islands? Hallelujah. Clap your hands together one more time for Bishop. For such an awesome word. Amen. Take your seat for 2 minutes. Amen. Great. So we are taking a break now. What time is it? Quarter to three. What time do you want to come back? Four? Five? Six? All right. We are going to come back at 5 o'clock. All right, so this is just a short break. So go and refresh yourself, get something to snack on, and then let's come back again for more of the anointed word of God. Amen. And then we're going to take another break later on, okay? So I think that this is also a good time to take a siesta. Go and just rest a little bit, because you don't want to be coming in the evening and sleeping whilst Bishop is preaching. All right, so it's be wise enough for you to just go to bed, just rest yourself, and take a nap, and refresh yourself, and let's be here at 5 o'clock on the dot. Amen. All right, God bless you. You are dismissed.